everyone. You're listening to Polter Unfiltered, the podcast, episode 3. I'm Ella, and today's episode is, well, it's a bit of a mashup, really. We've got a couple of different things going on. Starting off with an interview with Andy Mulligan, who came to the school on Monday, the 4th of July, to celebrate the opening of the school library. It was a brilliant thing, him coming. He was so lovely. I was very lucky to have been able to not only listen to one of his talks, as I think most year groups did, but also speak to him afterwards and get a little bit more out of him. It was really great. And I think I found his talks really inspirational. I don't know about you, but I think it was brilliant hearing how his creative process works. And as someone interested in writing, you know, it gives you more of an insight in how we can do it. And if you aren't too into writing, maybe it got you into that a little bit more. Who knows? Hopefully. Jax in year 9, Perrin in year 7, and Ellie in year 8 were the three asking him the questions. So let's have a listen to their interview.
How long have you been writing for?
I've been writing professionally for about 10 years, as in earning my living from it. But I've been writing since I was a child, because it was what I so enjoyed doing.
What inspired you to become a writer?
Reading good books, for sure, and therefore getting absorbed into fictional worlds. And all I mean by that is I was a little boy reading lovely stories, Enid Blyton, adventure stories, thrillers, stories that scared me. I still remember the first book that actually frightened me, and I found that experience so powerful. You know, instead of having to rely on a television set to inspire fear, which is such a, you know, joyous and exciting emotion to have coursing through you, I found books could do it too. So it was a very short step, a very natural step, from enjoying reading to experimenting with writing.
What's the best piece of advice you could give someone?
I suppose there are two pieces, actually, which are very different. One is a quite brutal piece of advice, which is, well, just get off your backside and start writing, because it is something that you can do with so few tools. You do only need a pen and a piece of paper. And the reason most people don't write is because they're too lazy, too self-conscious. They put obstacles in the way. They sit down and end up writing an email instead of an actual piece of fiction or documentary or whatever they're doing. In other words, as human beings, we constantly procrastinate and find ways of avoiding the little bit of commitment it takes to invest something in writing a story. So that's one brutally honest piece of advice. You know, stop faffing about. Get your book open and start work. The other piece of advice is show the work that you're doing to someone who's capable of criticizing it, and learn from criticism. Don't simply show your work to your mum and get into that very unhealthy relationship whereby you want people to tell you how wonderful you are. Because we all do want to know that we're wonderful, but if you take your writing seriously, you need people to say, actually, that's not good enough yet. That's boring. That's repetitive. That's cliched. That's sentimental. That's not good enough. And you may end up bruised and broken, in which case, well, it's probably best that you stop writing anyway. But the alternative is that you may learn from that. And once you've dried your tears, you might actually write better.
Massive well done to all the reporters who spoke to Andy Mulligan, and thank you again to him for speaking to us after a very long and tiring day. In fact, this was recorded just after a creative writing workshop that he had held for a few Year 7 students that I managed to sneak my way into and participate in, where we got to write the introduction to a short story that he critiqued and gave us advice on. It was a really great opportunity. Now, as the library is open, make sure to take advantage of that. Get books out, read as much as you can.
If you have any questions on how it works or how to get books out, I know Mrs. Hancock would be happy to answer any questions and help out in any way that she can. Now, Monday the 4th of July was an incredibly exciting day, not just because it was the opening of the new school library, but also because it was the Year 6 transition day. However, not exactly a normal transition day, to say the least. All the Year 6s and their new tutors had to get to school for 5:30 in the morning, where they then went to the Eden Project and took part in a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be part of the Queen's Baton Relay, where the baton was being taken through the Eden Project. They were put on different bases and got to meet some of the Olympians who were taking part in this and got to see the baton and speak to a lot of the people involved. These future Poulterre pupils were given this opportunity, very lucky to have been given this opportunity, because of the Cornwall School Games being held at our school. Therefore, I just want to say a massive thank you to Mr. Adams and Miss Moore for setting this all up. Continuing their duty as hosts, Yaz and Josh led the way next to the baton and led the Year 6s through the journey through the Eden Project. While I tagged along interviewing different people and taking some photos. In fact, I managed to interview Ben Proud, who was a swimmer, who was one of the people holding the baton through part of its journey. I also interviewed Denise Lewis, who's a gold medalist from the Olympics, as well as John Maguire, a BBC reporter. I started off by speaking to Denise about the legacy that she hopes this leaves.
Literally, as Ben has said, were amazing. They bring the energy, there's a sense of occasion for them, and you know, what you want is that enthusiasm makes them think differently, either about sport or what they could do for the environment or sustainability. Being here at Eden Project, you know, you've got to feel that, you know, this is, you know, it's about connecting, you know, people to the planet. And I think, again, the Commonwealth is such an important competition as well. I think there's a lot going on, so it's been really good, and legacies is obviously very important to me.
Brilliant, thank you. And you were on the Zipwire.
Yes.
How was that?
That was fantastic. It was slightly terrifying. It's always that thing where you have to try and talk and think and scream, and it was wonderful. I left Ollie in my afterburners, I must say. I think it's probably because I'm twice as heavy as he is, so I travelled in a lot quicker than he did, but great fun. Really good fun. Oh, what a way to start. I mean, just extraordinary. I always think there's so much innovation and creation with something like the Queen's Baton Relay. If you look at some of the countries around the world, the other Commonwealth countries, the type of things they did, they all put their own little cultural spin on it. So, yeah, it's been a fantastic event. Perfect way to start it, I think, for the last leg.
Brilliant. Thank you. Yaz and Josh, you both have done so well today. Everyone here at Poulterre Unfiltered is so proud of you. How do you feel?
I feel amazing. I've had a great morning here, and when I joined Poulterre, I never thought I'd have an experience like this, so it's been great.
This morning has been amazing. Just the smile on people's faces, getting to see so many athletes, just inspiring as well. People should inspire to be like them.
What's your favourite thing that you've done this morning then?
I love meeting the athletes and being able to talk to them this morning.
Been interviewed by like big companies like the BBC and Pirate FM. It's been good. It's a great experience.
Well done, you both. That was definitely an interview for the books. I mean, no offence, of course, to Mr. Everett or Mr. Cardigan or Miss White or any of them who have very kindly let me interview them over the last year or so, but they're no Denise Lewis, that's for sure. Anyway, after being part of this incredible once-in-a-lifetime opportunity of being part of the Queen's Baton Relay and taking it down through the Eden Project, the Year 6s took part in some orienteering and some sports events and games around the Eden Project, which I know they really enjoyed. And while they were doing that, I managed to catch a couple of them for an interview and see how they found the day and what they'd enjoyed, and here's what they had to say. Hi, so what are your names and what has been your favourite thing about today?
My name's John, and my favourite thing about today has been meeting the people in my tutor.
My name's Katie, and my favourite thing has probably been seeing the torch, because this is a one-in-a-lifetime experience.
My name is Lucas, and my favourite thing today has been meeting the athletes.
Once they'd all come back to school, and after they'd had a look on the BBC and tried to spot themselves in each of the clips on there, they took part in some get-to-know-each-other activities with their tutor group, where they found out about how Poltair works and the type of thing they'd have to do when they come back to school and what it's going to be like as a Poltair student next year. And they also did a couple of activities to get to know each other and make new friends, and I know they really enjoyed it. Well done to all the Year 6s involved. We can't wait for you to join Poltair School next year, and we hope you enjoyed your unusual but exciting first day. Now, this is the last podcast of the year, so we want to thank everyone for listening to our first two episodes and continuously reading the newspaper and supporting us. I want to thank everyone who has taken part in keeping Poltair Unfiltered running smoothly. Thanks again, and have a brilliant summer.